played very good again today. Tee to green, it's just, I mean, I'm just hitting the ball really solidly, giving myself a lot of chances, controlling the flight of the ball really good in the wind. So when you play kind of as nicely as that and you're putting a bit better, you know, you're going to shoot some good scores.
You mentioned the wind, it's an ever-present here, but are you blessed with the right side of the draw this week?
Well, I think it'll probably work itself out for the season. I think the guys on the other half will be a bit disappointed that the way the draw was, and we certainly had it easier today than the boys had it. So, you know, but maybe next week it won't be that way. It kind of goes around, comes around. So we'll wait and see.
And yet still tricky out there this afternoon.
I don't think it was that easy. I think it was easier than they had it. There's no question about that. I think he'd be lying if he didn't think so. They'll say that. So, but you still got to play decent golf out there.
I overheard what you were saying on TV about the 10th, so elaborate if you would.
Yeah, I just went in to put my ball back down in front of the coin and it fell out of my hands and the ball fell on the coin. And I've never done it in 20 years on tour. I did it last week as well, but I got lucky last week that one of the caddies saw it and said the coin never moved at all. So there's no penalty, but I couldn't be 100% sure that the coin hadn't moved. So if you're not 100% sure, it's a penalty. So, you know, you've just got to take these things on the chin. It was easily thing to do. I think it's a stupid rule. I'm not trying to gain an advantage. I'm not trying to move the coin. It's an accident. The ball's fell out of my hand. Even when I don't know the coin's moved or not. You know, for all we know, the coin never moved at all. But, you know, I can't tell it hasn't. So you've got to take the penalty.
Which makes it all the more impressive to find yourself in this kind of position with this kind of score.
Yeah, well, I knocked about a sort of 10, 12 footer in for five and then birdied the next. So it didn't seem to upset me too much. You know, you just got these things are just freak accidents and they happen now and again.
Certainly people at home have been asking, how come you're so consistent right at present?
I think I'm hitting the ball in play more often than I used to. I certainly drive the ball a hell of a lot better than I used to. I'm hitting it longer and a lot straighter. And I'm putting nicely. You know, even putts that don't go in, I feel as though they've got a chance. And if you keep the ball in play and hit it a reasonable length, like I do, and you putt decent, you're going to shoot some good scores.